Now we're going to look more closely at the purpose of the parables, and then look more closely again at how the parable is explained. Our Lord does this. He doesn't do it all the time, but I think the idea is, if you really want to know, you're gonna know. If you're just interested mildly, what a lovely story. That's very nice. He's a wonderful, isn't he a great preacher? My goodness. And nothing happened to you. You see? Or you're excited for a little while and then, you know, the NFL comes on and you forget all about it. Or something. Okay. And so, see, what is the purpose of the parables? You see? And he tells them, you see, the purpose is to mediate to those who want it, who want to know. And so it's about life. It's about very important matters. It's the seed, the word, sown. And so that's the purpose of the parables, you see. To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those outside, everything comes about in parables. So that, and then we have that text from Isaiah. They'll look and look and they'll never see. Why? See what our Lord is doing now? He's trying to push us back into our own heart. How come you don't get it? Oh, well, I mean, it's really difficult. You know what I mean? Give me a couple of hints. No, it's not difficult at all. Let it go into your heart. And let your heart be open. You see? I'm thinking of a line right now in Jeremiah, where the Lord says to Jeremiah, they come and listen to you as to a ballad singer. Oh, you entertain them. They love your oracles and your words and all that sort of stuff. And even look out, Jerusalem's going to fall and get a little titillated and then go home. Nothing happens. Empty words. Who empties out the words? The listener. The listener doesn't take it in. He's in trouble. That's why the Lord says to Jeremiah, they treat you like a ballad singer. They love to hear you sing. And then they go home. That can happen. It can happen in people going to hear a great preacher. And oh, they're thrilled with the preacher. But they're not thrilled with what he says because he's telling them they have to change their life. They don't want to hear that. Oh, he's a wonderful preacher. It always makes me nervous when people say, oh, he's a great preacher. Sometimes he is, and sometimes he isn't. Sometimes he's just very eloquent and sort of delights your imagination and your emotions, and you know, but nothing happens. And that's what our Lord is talking to us about, you see? Nothing happens. This is the word, and of course these are the words of the Word himself. And you see the power of our human will and our human lack of attention? The Word himself, the very Word incarnate of God, is speaking. And, you know, that's lovely. Thank you, Jesus. Very beautiful. Very fine. Thank you for your talk. And go home. And nothing happened. And now, he explains why something doesn't happen. You see? It lands on a hard ground, and it doesn't sink in. Now, Matthew, at this point, uses a word, understand. They don't understand. But the word he uses for understand means put it together. Wonderful. Oh, thank you, Father. Wonderful harmony, you know? But did you put it together? Did it have anything to do with you? Have you heard the Lord say to you, you have got to be nicer to your wife and children? You're dividing that family. Or you've got to stop drinking so much. Or you've got to stop flirting with your friends' husbands. You've got to stay home. Whatever. Something has to happen. And the cares of this world is the first one he says here, you see. Where the word is sown. And when they hear, straightway Satan comes and takes the word sown in their midst. Isn't that, I mean, you people can say, wasn't that a lovely homily today at Mass? And say to them, what was it all about? They can't remember. Because they didn't take it in. You see? Now, sometimes the preacher could do a better job too. But you see, it's receiving the word. That's the first category. Second, and these are the ones sown on stony ground. And where they hear the word, straight away receive it with joy, but they do not have any roots. They're from the moment only. They don't really want to change. They want to be edified. You know, they want to have a nice... They don't really want to change. I remember I was at an African-American gathering, big Pentecostal, downtown in Washington. And I was talking to this lady, this African-American woman. She said, you know, I used to watch my friends. They'd get, all excited, and they would, And then, after a couple of months, they were the same as they were before. So I finally said to the Lord, Lord, if you're going to change me real good. I thought, what a wonderful prayer. You know, make sure this stuff sticks. I don't want to be another groupie hanging around listening, for no reason at all. Well, that's the second kind, you see. They hear the word, they receive it with joy, but they don't have any roots. They're for the moment only. And when tribulation comes about or persecution because of the word, straight away they're tripped up. Doesn't have to be a big bad persecution. You know, it can be a bunch of people in a bar just making fun and you laugh with them and don't stick up for what you know is true. Or all kinds of tricky little things that could happen. But they're tripped up. Tribulation or persecution. Jesus, I don't know anything about Jesus, you know. Now here's the next kind. And the others are those sown among thorns. These are they who hear the word, and the cares of this age, and the deception of wealth, and the desire for the rest of such things, make their way in and choke the word, and it is without fruit. They've been hidden. They don't get it. And they don't want to get it. You know? He's an eloquent man. Yes, he was absolutely eloquent. But he said something. He said something about helping the poor. Are you going to do it? What are you going to do now? You see, this is our Lord explaining this parable. And the preacher, whenever it comes up, he's supposed to carry that through some more, okay? The desire for the rest of such things make their way in and choke the word, and it is without fruit. Now, you've seen that, right? You can go by a berry bush, and it's been choked out. And it's got leaves, but it's got no berries. It's got no fruit. This is a warning. And finally, these are the ones sown on good ground. They hear the word. They really hear the word, okay? And they take it into themselves and produce fruit. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. The word in them has its own power, and they yield to that power. They cultivate that power. They go home and write out the things that meant something to them. They put it on their desk so they can look at it. They're going to do something about this word. You see, it's not just going to be a word, of a ballad singer. Wasn't that lovely? Yes, it was a beautiful homily. Yes, it really was. But like a ballad singer, didn't he sing well? Yes, that was a lovely little song he sang. But nothing happened. Now, that's a very insightful parable. Do you see? And our Lord explains it so they'll get it. He doesn't explain them all. At least we don't have a record that he explains them all. But he uses this image, you see, these images of parable, because in a flash of intuition, you can get it. I'll just take another one just to show you. Such is the kingdom of God, as if a man were to sow seed on the ground, and if he were to sleep and to rise night and day, and the seed were to sprout and grow long, how he doesn't know. Of its own accord, the ground bears fruit, first the shoot and the ear of the grain, then the full grain of the ear. When the fruit is ready, straightway he puts out the sickle, because the harvest is at hand. It's fallen on good ground. And the good ground is a heart that takes it in, wants to change. This is precious, you see? Or another one. Take note of what you hear. In the measure you measure out, it will be measured out to you, and it will be added to you. For he who has, to him will be given, and he who does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. Now, how does that apply? Somebody who's zealous for the word of God wants to hear it, wants it to have him change him, you see? He has. And he hears some more word, and he takes it in, you see? For he who has, to him will be given. The rich grow richer and the poor grow poorer. And that's wrong when it's a question of greed. But if we're talking about the word of God, you see? And now, of course, the role of the preacher and the incredible responsibility of the preacher, whoever they happen to be, to break open the word, make it assimilable, help people see what it's all about, so that they can take it home, carrying it in their heart where it's gestating and working and changing lives. So by Wednesday, it's still at work. You see? So our Lord is recording here his own experience as a preacher. The word is like a seed. And it could fall here, there, or there. And depending on the soil, the receptor, it will bear fruit or not. That's us, folks. That's us. And so, this Gospel of Mark that we have is Mark setting the stage for what he's going to be talking about in the rest of the Gospel. Amen.